This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to talk, it's easy for me to say, it's just the name of my show, but talk a little bit more about how they see the FBI, the U.S. Marshals, the FCC, Trump's cleaning out the military. I guess I'll touch on this Eric Adams thing here in a moment. I wasn't going to bring it up, but I'll touch on that. We'll get to some more emails and more in this final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, about an hour ago, I would say, hour and a half ago, it came up that Eric Adams was getting his charges dropped by the DOJ. Now, I'm only bringing this up because I want to make sure we all remember just how truly evil the Biden administration was. And I don't credit Joe Biden for that. You know that if you listen at all. Joe Biden was a cadaver, is a cadaver. Now, he's a jerk and a liar, and I can't stand him, but Joe Biden was the puppet president. You know that. He walked in there, and Joe Biden was such a disaster because of what he couldn't do. And I'm not talking about talking or wiping his own butt. What he couldn't do is one of the essential items for a Democrat president. He couldn't keep the animals at bay inside of his own party. You see, normally, you know, when even Barack Obama, who I think is worse than Joe Biden, I believe he's the author of so much of what we see here, but even Barack Obama. Now, Barack Obama is a dyed-in-the-wool, born-and-bred communist. That was his influences. Frank Marshall Davis, his pastor, that's who Barack Obama is. Barack Obama, it's not a put-on, really legitimately hates this place. That's what he was taught to do. But even Barack Obama would deport illegals. They even gave him crap about it on the left, called him the deporter in chief. Now, it's not like he was some kind of border hawk like Trump turned out to be. But if you came across and Barack Obama's government caught you and you were, you know, some kind of multi-time murderer from Venezuela, they're going to throw you in handcuffs and put you on a plane and send you right back home. Why? Because Barack Obama had some deep love for the country? No. It was because Barack Obama knew that he can't hand the entire United States of America over to the America-hating communists who make up the Democrat base, because then what that would do is it would make him unpopular. It would make a second term impossible. You have to keep the animals at bay if you're a Democrat president. Yeah, you've got to throw them a bone here and throw them a bone there, but you can't hand the country over to these people. Joe Biden did not have that power, did not have the strength, was just stumbling around the White House with his mouth hanging open, no idea what went on, and so there was nobody there to keep the animals at bay. Now, we saw this when it comes to the border. That was pretty obvious. They just brought as many in as they could. They created an app. They created an app for illegals to just, oh, wait a minute, this is when I'm going to come into America. Sweet. Gosh. But it was more than just that. The Department of Justice went full-blown communist insane under Joe Biden's rule. It's been going on so long that it's kind of just we're conditioned to it. They went after their political opponent. They appointed a special counsel to try to throw Donald Trump in prison before the election. Let me say that again, because I know we're all conditioned to it. Like, you're shrugging your shoulders. Yeah, I got it. But Do you understand what that means? They actually selected a special counsel to try to throw Donald Trump in prison so he couldn't win the presidency. That is as evil and communist as it gets. There was nobody to make that phone call. That phone call being the, hey, moron, no, we're not going that far. That makes us all look bad. Stop. My approval numbers are going down. Quit, please. Goodbye. It's the president. There was no one who was functional enough to make that phone call. What would be a good example of this? Trump. We'll make it about Trump. Because Trump's president right now. What if there was somebody, and maybe this is you, but what if there was somebody in the Republican Party who said, hey, I know how we can solve illegal immigration. We simply just shoot on sight anybody who approaches the border from the south and the north. If you're approaching the border and you're not approaching a checkpoint, immediate open fire, no warnings, no nothing. Let's just immediately execute every man, woman, and child as they approach the border. Donald Trump would laugh in that person's face and fire them on the spot. Why? Look, even if that's what Trump wanted to do, which it's not, Trump would know that that would be political suicide for him. That would be reputation suicide for him. So as the president, he would simply say, no, who is this nutcase? Get this idiot out of here. I'm not listening to this anymore. That's what you have to have as president. Well, Joe Biden couldn't do it. That brings us back to the Eric Adams thing. Sorry, I got sidetracked. Eric Adams, he didn't even do anything. Chris, grab a couple of those Eric Adams sound bites. He didn't even do or say anything that was even that out of line. It's not like Eric Adams, when New York City was getting overrun with illegals, it's not like he was giving daily press conferences endorsing Donald Trump. It's not like he was giving press conferences calling out Joe Biden. This stupid idiot Joe Biden is screwing up my city. Screw this guy. Now, yeah, he was forceful. Hey, New York's overwhelmed. Hey, we need some help. But he was by no means belligerent. Chris, play one of those.
The city is being destroyed by the migrant crisis.
This is in the lap of the president of the United States. The president and the White House has failed New York City.
Okay, so that's open criticism, sure, but nothing that bad. Not screaming and yelling, calling them names, like I said, switching parties. He didn't do any of that. Said, hey, president's filling up my city with illegals. I got a limited budget, limited space. It's got to stop. That's all he said. Well, they sent the FBI after him. The next day, the animals in the government, they just looked at the FBI and said, well, he stepped out of line. Go get him. That's how evil Democrat rule was for 4 years in this country. And it brings me to this. This is from a Noah Lannard, some idiot communist reporter for Mother Jones. He thinks this is a breaking story. It's about Joe Kent, you know, the wonderful Joe Kent, who I'm glad is heading up the National Counterterrorism Center. He said, Joe Kent, Trump's pick to lead the National Counterterrorism Center, said in 2021, quote, we need to treat Antifa and BLM like terrorist organizations. We need to use the tools of the federal government, the FBI, the U.S. Marshals, and go after them like organized criminals and terrorists. Now you're sitting there doing exactly what Jewish producer Chris is doing, nodding your head like, well, yeah, of course. But you see what he was saying, the reporter? For him, remember, he knows they've spent decades taking over the institutions. For Noah Lannard, for these types of people, for these journalist types, the FBI, that's ours. We're the ones who get to use that against our political opponents. That's not a bipartisan thing. It's not an American thing. That belongs purely to us. The federal government belongs purely to us. The FBI belongs to us. You mean Joe Kent wants to use the FBI to go after groups that are aligned with our side? We are the only ones who are allowed to do anything like that. They're just, like I said in the first hour, what you're seeing right now is a lot of different things, but one of the main things you're seeing is Democrats are flat out offended, mortified. This is our thing. The government belongs to us. We're the ones who get to use all this power. Wait a minute. You don't ever get to step in and say something. I'm an outrage. This is an outrage.
We are not going to sit around while you go ahead and desecrate our Constitution, or you look at the laws that have been passed into law and say, never mind, we'll just ignore that.
Listen to him on CNN. These poor USAID people flat out offended.
Well, first, they're confused because the very same types of programs that were put in place under the Trump administration are now on hold. And they don't understand why. And the same employees that served honorably and supported President Trump's initiatives are now being denigrated. It's really hitting the employees overseas a lot harder. I mean, well, it's hitting everyone hard. But those overseas are in a particularly vulnerable situation. They're not getting clear guidance. Some are told, be ready to pack your bags. And others are saying, sit and wait. So a lot of them are in survival mode. They are trying to protect their families. They are being prepared to be evacuated. They have no homes to go to.
These poor communists we sent overseas. There's a chance they might have to move. Find a new job. You know, like the rest of us always have to do. Gosh, geez, these people. Well, whatever. If they're moving, I hope they remember their relief factor. Because one thing that can really get you when you're moving, you end up getting sore. Have you ever moved? I did a lot of moving. 10 houses in 10 years. You load enough washing machines and refrigerators and what in the back of a U-Haul. We'd never had professional movers. It was all U-Hauls. You can find yourself in quite a bit of pain. Probably why I have not the best knee in the history of the world, but I do have relief factor, so I ain't worried about it. That daily pain that's in your life, relief factor can fix it. You know that. Not mask it. Stop ignoring it and stop avoiding doing the things you love to do. Are you an overseas communist who sore from loading up a moving truck? Get some relief factor. Or do you just have this daily nagging pain in your back, your hands, your feet, your knees? Relief factor for you too. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Gosh, I love Neil Diamond. I wish he could have performed at the Super Bowl. That would have been awesome. What, Chris? It would have been a hit. I'm telling you, it would have been a huge hit. Let's do some emails. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Hey, Chris, is Neil Diamond Jewish? Did you just say probably? Chris, you can't just claim everybody when I ask. Can you maybe figure it out? Jesse, I'm not sure about my son. Please let me know if I'm raising him right. I had to go replace my Apple Watch, and yes, I know it's a communist company. I do my best to not shop at places like that, but I'm not perfect. Buddy, nobody's perfect, all right? You guys said he is Jewish, huh, Chris? Hey, congrats. Diamond, why did you repeat that back to me? Everyone with the name, that's a Jewish name, Diamond? I'm just supposed to assume every name after valuables? Chris, you can't claim that either. Okay, jeez. Anyway, the guy goes on. As I was getting a new watch, my son Jackson thought it would be funny to tweak the communists by setting all the iPhones on the Jesse Kelly Show through Apple Podcasts. He got a huge kick out of it. We got some nasty looks, but oh well. Have a great day. My family and I love your show. Fair winds and following seas, Marine. Says his name is John. John, you and your son Jackson are the man. That's freaking hilarious. Ob got mad when I did that. What, Chris? I did the same thing in the Apple store. I didn't buy anything either. I just went in and turned on my show and left. Jesse, don't forget those good office men of the FBI did not protect those gymnastic girls from that Nassar pervert. No, look, the FBI has lost. It's lost. I personally do not believe it can be saved. And to be honest, even if you can, let's talk about it this way. Even if you can save the FBI, I don't think you should. Let me explain. Let's say Kash Patel gets confirmed, which I expect he will. Kash Patel, very sharp guy, very excited about that. knows where all the bodies are buried. He's going to go in and he's going to clean out this and clean out that and clean out that. Maybe even he cleans out all the bad people. Let's be really generous. Let's say Cash Patel is going to clean out all the bad people. Okay, good. However, other government agencies, they only exist for themselves. You know that. The IRS exists to protect the IRS. The CIA exists to protect CIA. You get that. Other government agencies are watching to see how agency rebellion is handled by the Trump administration. I don't have to bring up anything else about the FBI, the arresting of the pro-lifers, the school board moms, the January 6th. I don't have to bring anything else up, not even the FBI censorship. Just the Hunter Biden laptop story alone should end the Federal Bureau of Investigation. They were handed the Hunter Biden laptop by the laptop repairman who legally had it. The FBI took possession of it, so clearly they knew there were all kinds of crimes on that hard drive. And in order to protect Joe Biden and the Democrats, they sat on it. Only they didn't just sit on it. They sat on it for a long time. And then they found out, because they had tapped into Rudy Giuliani's emails, they found out that the contents of the laptop was going to be released, that the New York Post was going to do a story on it. And in response to that, they went to Facebook and said, don't publish this story. It's Russian. That alone, I don't have to bring up a single other story. That alone should end the Federal Bureau of Investigation, because the other parts of the government, including the Pentagon, all of them, NSA, CIA, you name it, NEA, I don't care what it is, they have to see that kind of crime and see a vicious response that frightens them. Even if you can clean out all the people in the FBI who made that, I was about to say mistake, it wasn't a mistake, who committed that act of evil, even if you can do that, you still shouldn't save it. But I'm not naive. I know that no one's even talking about banishing the FBI. I know. I get that that's not going to happen, but it should. It brings us to this right here. President Trump mass fires the boards of the U.S. military academies for being woke. Our academies have been completely infected with this communist filth, too. Trump mass fired the board this morning. Good. That's exactly what he should be doing. When you can be minoring in basically DEI at West Point, we have reached a level of insanity that is frightening. And that brings me to how many officers should be gone. Talking the flag officers, the generals and admirals, it should be most of them. And when I say that to people, Jesse, that's too far. Just pick a few. Again, back to what I was just talking about. If you allowed, without putting up a fight, the United States military to turn into a Marxist training camp, and that happened under your watch, well, you need to leave. And the other agencies of the government need to see a bloodbath of firings from inside that agency, because the communist only understands fear and pain. Oh, speaking of only understanding fear and pain, here's a great example of it right here. We'll get to that in a moment. Before I get to that, let me get to Hillsdale College and getting you and me smarter. They have so many good ones. You know, they have a 12-lecture course on the Constitution, and they offer it online, no cost. Hillsdale's offering more than 40 free online courses, no cost. You want to get a lot smarter about the Constitution? You think you know it all? You don't. I don't. You want to learn more about C.S. Lewis, the Book of Genesis, the Roman Republic? No cost education from Hillsdale College. That's worth a lot, and there's no cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse is where you go to enroll. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. Jesse. Gosh, I love them so much. One more example of fear and pain. Next.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. What has been a wonderful Monday. Don't forget, you can email the show love, hate, death threats, ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday, whatever you're into, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. One more thing about fear and pain for the communists. You remember that Trump sued ABC and they settled with him for $15 million. George Stephanopoulos gets on television. Trump is raped. And immediately, boom, sued, $15 million. FCC considers revoking the CBS license over Kamala Harris' 60-minute interview controversy. In case you forgot about this, the campaign feels like a million years ago. Dome sat down with CBS. Now, you know, we talked about it many times. She's basically a 15-year-old girl. That's when she stopped developing mentally. When you're a DEI candidate in California, you don't have to be sharp. You don't have to be knowledgeable. You don't have to be personable. You just kind of are that, and you keep advancing. So Dome can't talk about anything for any length of time. There's no depth of knowledge about anything. That's why, not to get too sidetracked here, people rant and rave that she didn't go on Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan should have had her on. Have you ever listened to Joe Rogan's show? I've only listened to one. Honestly, it's just not my type of show, as in I don't have time for it. But it's 3 hours. It's 3 hours long. It's very sharp, very talented guys. It's a long show. When Trump went on there, it was honestly pretty stinking impressive because Trump just sat down and riffed for 3 hours. You got to know how to talk for 3 hours. Anyway, Dome could never survive in that environment, ever. She could never sit and talk about any subject at all for 3 hours. She doesn't have the ability to do so. Well, she sits down with CBS, 60 Minutes, this revered news program, and they edit it. They heavily, heavily edit it because her answers are so bad. It's all so bad. But the only thing to do in that situation, if you're CBS, is air it. And let the chips fall where they may. You don't edit anything. You asked her A, she answered B. That's what you show the viewer. But that's not how the communist sees himself. He sees himself as a warrior for the revolution, as a frontline soldier, especially our media people. They see themselves as frontline, tip of the spear soldiers for the revolution. And so this revered news program edited the interview to make her sound better. This, look, I played it earlier. This Caitlin Collins accidentally admitting, oh, we don't even really try when there's a Democrat president. We had to go back to work when Trump got in. They see themselves as warriors for the revolution.
It is insane. And I think everyone is kind of like readjusting and re-remembering what it was like 4 years ago, pre-4 years ago. I remember when Biden first took office in January, the New York Times wrote the story about how quiet the weekends were because for reporters, every weekend had just been like another, it was like a 7 day work week. And now we're back to that basically where yeah. It's just essentially nonstop every day. You kind of wake up like not knowing what you're going to be doing, what the schedule is. I was walking to get breakfast one day this week. I was like,
we had so much time off when Joe Biden was there, but now I got to go back to work. So back to revoking the broadcast license. I've seen a lot of argument against that, and I get that. I'm totally fine with arguing against it if you think that's maybe too far. I just completely disagree. You have to bring these communists to heel. Otherwise, the next time, they'll do it again. And they'll do it again. And they'll do it again. And along these lines, one of the sharpest things Trump has ever done, and it's what every single GOP candidate, no matter what level of office they're running for, should do, is Trump has started to tell these people, especially the dirtiest ones, hey, I'm going to film this whole thing myself too, and I'm going to publish the entire thing. So you're not going to edit me when I sit down and make me look bad, because I'll broadcast the whole thing for you. Plan as if you are sitting down dealing with someone who hates your guts and is trying to destroy you because, well, That's exactly what they're doing.
Think of it as a real estate development for the future. It would be a beautiful piece of...
This is Trump talking about Gaza.
Think of it as a real estate development for the future. It would be a beautiful piece of land.
Would the Palestinians
no
have
big
the right
money
to return?
Spent. No, they wouldn't, because they're going to have much better housing, much better. In other words, I'm talking about building a permanent place for them, because if they have to return now, it'll be years before you could ever. It's not habitable. It will be years before it could happen. I'm talking about starting to build. And I think I could make a deal with Jordan. I think I could make a deal with Egypt. You know, we give them billions and billions of dollars a year.
Trump, I told you he's going to attempt big things. He sees this as his final 4 years, which of course it is, and he thinks big, wants to do big. This is the one thing he's trying to do that I don't personally agree with, just because I think the Palestinians, they're not interested in having a nice condominium in Florida. The land itself is what they're tied to. And so if you put some beautiful Ritz-Carlton with a beautiful beach up there, one of these guys is going to walk into the lobby with a freaking suicide vest and vaporize about 200 people one day. That's what I think will happen. But even still, I told you we wanted to try for big things, and he was going to do big things. It's crazy watching it. Here was Sean Duffy talking about North Carolina.
Again, we're out here assessing and looking at how we can partner with local officials to rebuild quickly. And Donald Trump, he doesn't move at the speed of prior administrations. He moves lightning quick. So we want to go fast, we want to go cheap, and we want to go safe.
Isn't it wild how cold the last administration was? Remember how many times we talked about, if you had to describe the Biden administration in one word, that was always the word I would use. Because Joe Biden has always been a jerk, now you throw in the fact that he's a cadaver, and you throw in the fact that he gave his administration over to a bunch of America-hating communists. They could never even really make an effort to pretend to care about things. That's why when our 13 warriors came back from Afghanistan, Joe Biden checked his watch a million times when he was at the service there. You have these poor parents, their young sons and daughter, there was a daughter in there, are gone, vaporized. The president of the United States of America is there to greet you, to honor them. You're sobbing over the casket. And he just sat and didn't want to be there. He was told a time, very clearly, he was told a time beforehand on when it would be over. So, you know, hey, Joe, we're going to have you out of here by 2. And just being uncaring, it came out. He just kept checking his watch. Oh, hold on. Look, oh, gosh, 10 more minutes. Gosh, this, okay. All right, 5 more minutes. 5-minute warning. Just about done here. Stop having to care. Act like I give a crap about any of these grieving mothers and fathers. They were just so cold. North Carolina happened, and they barely even pretended to care. East Palestine, they just pretended like the place didn't even exist. And it wasn't just red areas. Poor Hawaii. Hawaii got put to the torch, absolutely cooked. And it's not as if, when you say Hawaii, people think all of Hawaii, it's all mansions and billionaires. That's not the case at all. Granted, it's very expensive to live there because it's an island. You got to ship everything to the daggone place. But there are all kinds of places in Hawaii that are very middle class, lower class, you know, economically speaking. I guess you probably shouldn't call anybody lower class, but that's definitely something I would say. But you don't understand what I mean. There are poor areas there, too. These people weren't all made of money. Homes gone. Now this stuff's getting torched, and nobody even really pretended to care, even when they were asked about it. The Corinne Diversity hire would be all, well, I mean, he's really busy. Maybe next week. I'm not really sure. Anyway, have a good one. All right. Someone has a problem with me. And we're going to talk about South Africa very briefly. Hang on. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, final segment on a Monday, but we will be back tomorrow. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Do not forget to subscribe and leave a review discussing how huge my hands are. Now, someone has a problem with me here. Jesse, I don't have a life, so I listen to your show. I've become disappointed in you recently. Even on to Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, You no longer play the Frito Bandito song. Maybe it's time to hang it up. I'm just saying. I feel like I have played it recently. Whatever, I'll give it again.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Rat Slayer Jesse. I don't understand how some two-bit commie judge can interfere with a presidential executive order. Can you explain? Well, this is something that the Supreme Court is about to have to rule on because we're about to see something. The judges putting a stop on things is not new. Republican judges do it to Democrat presidents. Democrat judges do it to Republican presidents. It's not new. The stoppage is always temporary. Remember, you want the things done. You want them done now. What the judge is generally doing is delaying it. I'll put it to you that way. But what we have now is something, again, we have to deal with these Democrats now totally different than we've dealt with them in the past now that they're a bunch of communists. These guys are a totally different animal. They're all activist judges. Remember the judges who used to mock the pro-lifers Joe Biden was throwing in federal prison? They would mock them. They would mock them at their sentencing. That's how putrid and evil some of these people are. They have had the power and still have the power in the past to pause, not stop, pause these things. They always say, judge stops it. He doesn't stop it. You know, it lasts for a week or something like that while this person reviews it or that reviews it. The Supreme Court needs to step in. The Supreme Court, I believe, will step in, and I believe they will step in shortly because this stuff has to be brought to heel. We can't just let this go on for 4 years. Have you paid any attention to South Africa? You know I don't do a lot of foreign policy, so I'm not about to give you a bunch of foreign policy stuff. I really care about America for the most. And there's all kinds of history there. I did a history episode on it once a little bit, but of the South Africa, white versus black. It's got a real ugly racial history there in South Africa. But what's been happening is the government there is slowly but surely turning against the white South Africans, and they're being attacked repeatedly, and it's pretty much being sanctioned by the powerful people over there. And there's a headline here from Insider Paper, white South Africans clamor for U.S. resettlement after a Trump order. My take on that is not, you know, hey, let's bring them all here. My take on that is, remember all that evil race communism Democrats push and have been pushing hard? I know it feels like we're kind of pulling away from that, but remember that stuff? All that stuff. Jasmine Crockett, I mean, she does it all the time.
Give it back to the daggone Native Americans, and then we can't go back nowhere else. And let's see how y'all like
it. Let's start over.
Because the colonizers, y'all the colonizers, but that's a whole other story. So.
She was pointing at the white woman when she was like, y'all are the colonizers. We dismiss that stuff and we make fun of that stuff, and it should be made fun of. It should be criticized, made fun of. It definitely should be, but don't ever forget where that ends. That ends with citizen against citizen. It ends in really, really ugly ways. And if you're a South African farmer right now, you might very well have 20 animals with machetes kicking in your door to hack you and your wife to death in your bed tonight, and they might not even end up getting charged with a crime. That is what the end of this talk gets
you. Give it back to the daggone Native Americans, and then we can't go back nowhere else. And let's see how y'all like it.
Let's start over.
Because the colonizers, y'all the colonizers, but that's a whole other story. So.
Whenever you get to a place, whenever you get to a place as a society where it becomes acceptable to single out any group, whether it be skin color, white, black, I don't care what it is, religion, Jew, Christian, Catholic, whatever it is. Whenever you get to a place as a society where it becomes commonplace to just call out that group and blame things on that group, your society is going to an ugly, ugly place. And that mentality, don't think just because Donald Trump's president that's gone. That mentality is the American Democrat Party now. Open, anti-white hatred. They're oppressors. Y'all are the colonizers. That's how they think. And we have to be ever vigilant. You have to be ever vigilant about the nutrition you give your dog because he doesn't get enough from his dog food. In fact, he doesn't get any from his dog food. Your dog doesn't get nutrition. I'm sorry, the dog food is dead. They kill everything in it on purpose in the factory. Do you know that dog food in the factory, you know how dogs will eat anything? You can hold it out for your dog and your dog won't touch it. They have to spray it down with like lard and stuff like that. That's how dead the dog food is. It's dead. That's why it lasts 100 years on the shelf. Start sprinkling Rough Greens on your dog's food. All natural nutritional supplement. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics. You can see differences in your dog. Their coat alone, their breath, energy levels. Your dog will live longer. Don't you want that puppy in your life to live longer? They have it for cats too, Meow Greens. Free Jumpstart trial bags at 833-33-MY-DOG. Or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Analysis: the Gen Z revival in conservatism. Yes, this new younger generation appears to, for the first time in my life, the younger generation is going our way. And this is the result of a lot of things, but really the main thing, it's not that we got so palatable to younger people. It's that Democrats turned so evil and miserable and nasty. And you don't look, if you're a young person, whatever you are, you don't have to be political. When you tune into the Democrat Party and you hear a heaping helping of this all the time.
Give it back to the daggone Native Americans, and then we can't go back nowhere else. And let's see how y'all like
it. Start over.
Because the colonizers, y'all the colonizers, but that's a whole other story. So.
It turns people off. The communist is hated as soon as he reveals himself. Maine Community Foundation faces scrutiny after directing nearly $2 million in donations for the Lewiston shooting to varied local nonprofits. Oh, would you look at that? Another organization that took money in and sent it out to things like Empowered Immigrant Women Unite. I'm not even kidding you. The Somali Bantu Community Association. These people exist to steal your money and hand it to their friends. We will come back tomorrow. We will do it again, and we will have a real good time. God only knows what's waiting for us tomorrow. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.